the Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
We got a show to do here. We got a show. The show must go on. Radio here.
Wow.
That really threw me off.
Why did he do that?
I don't know, but it threw me off.
You're actually here today.
I am.
He must have missed you, I guess is what it is.
Oh, maybe.
It's the Wake Up Crew. It's Monday, May 20th, and it is episode 1411. And it's the last half day of school. Four days, what you're saying. And Memorial Day's in 6 days. He's got a new announcement thing. You'll hear it about 12 times.
I'm sure I'll hear it about, a billion.
And it's Spring Fling Week. Woohoo! Not only do I have to get up and crack a dawn, I have to go and stay till 10 o'clock doing games. Wow.
Oh, he gotcha.
At my advanced age now, though, Dalton and I have decided that if I don't feel like doing a game, I'm just going to leave him there.
Go home.
I don't have enough strength to do the next game. So just do it. Man, welcome back.
Thanks, John.
I know you've been busy, little booger.
It has been. It's been a busy few weeks.
Yeah. It's been busy around my house, a lot of the graduation stuff. You know, I guess everybody's done, isn't it? Is that right?
Yeah.
Sunday was the last day, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of brought me on the way over the drive to work this morning. Instead of sitting there half asleep, I was pondering.
Wandering thoughts from John.
Well, it's wandering thoughts, but it's also, how did you feel during your graduation?
Oh, so bored. I was so bored.
I mean, there were certain places you had to be, though.
Yes.
You had to get your gown fitted, right, and all that kind of stuff.
I don't really think we had to get them fitted. We just had to buy them and make sure we had them. Yep, and then had to wear a black tie.
Yeah, and you're great.
White shirt.
But it didn't matter what bottoms you wore, right?
No, because you couldn't see them.
Yeah.
I had to wear black shoes, but the pants didn't matter.
Some people wear shorts.
Yeah, you know? I didn't.
Yeah.
But
they get you with the black shoes part.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you could wear tennis shoes, everybody'd wear shorts.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and as you were going through this, did you get any kind of tearful or any kind of nothing?
I was just bored.
Bored? Were you
trying? I was trying my best to stay awake, honestly, if I remember correctly. Because I was one of the first ones, because my last name starts with a B. And they were like,
oh, gosh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And it was a big graduating class, so it was like, I go through, and then I sit back down, and now it's like,
I forgot about that, yeah.
I think the sweet spot's right in the middle.
But the family had a lot of stuff for you, I mean, after it was over, right?
We did a little party. There was a cake with my face on it.
I think I came to that.
I think you did.
Yeah, I did.
I think you gave me money.
I might have. Don't tell all the other Siegel students that I've, not given money to. But it's kind of a bittersweet time. A lot of people get real emotional about graduation.
I think a lot.
I'm sure your dad was.
From what I've noticed with a lot of the students I work with now, they're all graduating early and in December, and they're moving to online their senior year so that they can, finish a semester early or a year early or whatever. So I think it's become less.
Is the high school experience not what it used to be, maybe?
I don't think so. I think people are just trying to get it done is really what it comes down to. I mean, I can count at least 10, 15 kids that I just personally know who have done some sort of online or something just to get it over with. So,
well, and the senior year, you don't have to take a lot of classes, usually.
No.
And you've got everything required that you're supposed to take.
Right. And with the new virtual school, you can go to it and you can knock it out, in a semester because you get to build your own schedule and you finish in 4 hours or whatever instead of being there a full day. And so a lot of people are choosing to do that.
Didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's a big thing right now.
I saw somewhere it said it had sophomore year up there and said senior year's next year. So she's skipping her junior year, I guess, maybe?
Yeah, that's another thing, too. You can combine. I've talked to a student recently who did that.
When you do virtual school, though, you still get to go back in and graduate with the class, right? Whatever class it is.
You do. But
virtual school has its own graduation as well, too. Okay.
I think they let you choose.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you graduate from virtual school in December, you can go back to the graduation at the end of the year and walk or,
who's
you know.
In charge of virtual school? Jeff McCann? Is it Jeff McCann?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think he got a promotion or something to that, or I think that's what he does now.
But that's changed a lot of the way the students in the county are doing high school and stuff, too. And a lot of them are just choosing to homeschool themselves, so.
And you know what this means? We've closed out a segment, and all we've talked about is graduation.
And that's been Wandering Thoughts from John.
And Dalton. We'll be back.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Our weather is looking pretty clear for the first half of the week with temperatures in the upper 80s. Details-wise, well, sunny skies today and a high near 87. Tonight looks mostly clear with a low around 63. Tuesday will be similar to today, being sunny with a high near 88. Tuesday night looks mostly clear with a low around 66. Wednesday will be mostly sunny and will have a high near 88. I'm Weatherology Staff Meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Interest rates continue to make the news, but what if you need a new car or truck to get to work? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. And we can help get you a break from your interest rate when purchasing anything that rolls or floats. This includes newer used autos, boats, RVs, motorcycles, and more. But hurry, this limited time offer ends soon. You can learn more or apply online at heritagesouth.org. Terms and conditions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to dive into a new career? Then mark your calendars for June 14th, because the City of Murfreesboro is partnering with the American Job Center to bring you an incredible career fair with lots of opportunities. Now, I love opportunity. We'll have a ton of employers on site at the Murfreesboro Civic Plaza near the intersection of Vine and South Church Street. 9 to 1, June 14th, take the plunge into something different, something better, and something new and exciting for your future. The June 14th Career Fair in front of the Murfreesboro City Hall.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Hey, I'm Jack Hayes, here with my dad Nick and my granddad Pops.
Don't feel like cooking dinner tonight? Download Uber Eats and search for Toots. Check out Toots on Uber Eats today. You can order our full menu. Just download the Uber Eats app and search for the Toots nearest you to have it delivered fast and fresh to your door.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NBA playoffs, second round action wrapped up with a pair of game sevens, and the road team wins both of them. Timberwolves go into Denver, knock off the defending champion Nuggets 98-90, rallying down 20 points to get the win. All five starters were in double digits, led by Karl Anthony Towns, 23 points and 12 rebounds. Jaden McDaniels added 23 points as well. Denver's Nikola Jokic, the league MVP, had 34 points and 19 rebounds. Jamal Murray added 35 points, but no one else on the team had more than seven. Minnesota wins the series 4-3. They'll face Dallas in the Western Conference Final. Pacers beat the Knicks in New York 130-109. Indiana hit 29 of its first 38 shots, set a playoff record by shooting 67.1% from the field. All five starters were in double digits. Tyrese Halliburton led him with 26 points. Indiana wins that series 4-3. They'll face Boston in the Eastern Conference Final. Golf 106 PGA Championship. Xander Schauffele shot a final round 65, birdied the 18th hole to finish one shot better than Bryson DeChambeau and win his first career major.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. We're having a bad Monday, aren't we?
Yeah.
It just can't get going.
Struggle bus this morning.
It's been that way since all the tornado things the other day.
Yeah.
Just kind of draggy, aren't we?
Just kind of slugging through.
Well, the show is powered, I'm just going to go to the first one I see too, is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, MTE's charitable foundation. Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of nonprofits. You can find out more at sharingchange.org. Well, this week's supposed to be really pretty, isn't it?
Yeah, we got some rain midweek, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard the other night I thought they said 7 days of dry weather. They don't know, do they?
Well, that was 5 days ago, I think, is when you heard that forecast.
Well, okay. Maybe so. Yeah, maybe I didn't count those in there. Yeah.
You had the weekend.
Yeah. Our song of the day today.
Do we have one of those? Yes, we do.
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, new week and a new year. We are going to take you back in time to 1972, the top five songs from Billboard in 1972. Number five, here it is.
The Candyman.
The Candyman.
Ooh, the Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Well, who can make a rainbow?
Who can make a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh.
There you go. That's Sammy Davis Jr., isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I have that record.
Do you now?
I'll have every one of those records, probably.
The Candyman can.
Sophomore in high school. I had all those.
That was a big one.
That's the only big hit I know that Sammy Davis. He was an entertainer, but he never had a big. That was the biggest hit. I don't know if that was from Willy Wonka or what that was from, but big hit.
Willy Wonka come out at that time, I guess?
Maybe. Well, the first one, Gene Wilder one.
Yeah, okay. Know. That makes sense.
I guess it's time now for, what are we doing? Oh, yeah, Good Neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of those. You know what? We always have a lot of those. Shatika Oglesby Phelps is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being an awesome friend and co-worker. She's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harris and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So if you would like to nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day, just like Shatika Oglesby Phelps, I should say.
Almost made it.
Yeah, almost. I was right there at the finish line. Text Neighbor to 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club open for you as well here this morning. Well, let's see. 84% of people who attempt to be a vegetarian return to eating meat within a year.
Really?
Yeah. So just less than 20% actually stick with
Paul McCartney.
Vegetarianism.
He's a vegetarian. All right. That'd be interesting. Didn't know that.
That is
6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew. John and Brian will be right back.
Where's the meat?
Stones River Manor offers a secure environment for their residents.
I don't think anybody could find any better place to go. I checked around before I moved here.
Stones River Manor is a Christian, not-for-profit senior living community.
I just really like living here. I'm happy.
And I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Start the journey. Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Interest rates continue to make the news. But what if you need a new car or truck to get to work? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. And we can help get you a break from your interest rate when purchasing anything that rolls or floats. This includes newer used autos, boats, RVs, motorcycles, and more. But hurry, this limited time offer ends soon. You can learn more or apply online at heritagesouth.org. Terms and conditions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. More than a week after the son of Rutherford County's director of schools got caught in a storm drain and was swept under the streets following severe weather, the boy's family announced he has officially passed away. Dr. James Sullivan posted the announcement about 10-year-old Asher Sullivan Saturday night on his Facebook page. The Sullivans will keep Asher's body on life support for the next couple of days so that he may help others by being an organ donor. WGNS broadcasts the declaration of Steve Peterson's Champions Plaza at Reese Smith Jr. Field prior to the first pitch of the Conference USA battle between the Blue Raiders and the Dallas Baptists. Final score was 8-5. MTSU, the victor. Steve Peterson Championship Plaza honors the former coach's legacy to Middle Tennessee baseball, along with the numerous championship teams he coached. The Plaza also honors all championship teams prior to the Peterson era, as well as those to come. Rutherford County Fire Marshal Office investigators are asking for your help in identifying a potential suspect associated with a vehicle fire in the area of Old Nashville Highway on Chapin Drive. The fire started before 5 o'clock at the dead end of Chapin Drive and involved a Kia Optima. Anybody with any information on vehicles or persons that may be involved are asked to contact the Fire Marshal's Office tip line at 615-907-3600 or the Tennessee Arson Hotline at 1-800-762-3017. Anybody with pertinent information leading to the arrest or conviction of an arsonist can receive an award up to $5,000. Get news on demand at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 627. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew on this Monday morning. Glad you're aboard with us. Glad you're aboard on the Wake Up Crew train.
Choo-choo.
And we've got a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Oh, all morning.
I'm kind of on that thing right now, that binge. Just throw things that pop up in my head. It's scary. Mm-hmm. Really is. Mm-hmm. Lois and Clark, the final season.
Superman and Lois.
Yeah, Superman and Lois, excuse me. The final, that's okay. You didn't have to do music. It's all right. I forgive you. I mean, it would have been all right. They're going to move to Thursday nights. Tuesday night, but you tape yours, don't you? I tape mine.
I watch it on HBO Max.
Yeah. So I've kind of faded from that
a little bit. I fell out. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait for this final season to wrap up, and I'm just going to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that may be the best way to do it, because I've kind of lost, not interest, but just don't think about it.
The show is great, and I really like it, and it's a great version of Superman. I do think Superman works better in a movie. Because I think there's only so much you can do episode to episode. So I think it almost works better. Like, here's 2 hours of Superman and then take a break for a year.
Can you watch it without commercials on Max?
Yes.
Okay. Because I've seen so many Truvia commercials or whatever. It's getting on my nerves.
Yeah. So on Max, it does not have commercials, and it's after the, you know.
Streaming has changed the face of television, really, especially your local, national networks. I mean, they have kind of compensated by going, ABC with Hulu. You can see an ABC program and see it on Hulu, but they get some of that revenue, as well.
I think FX did that too.
Yeah.
FX
is also Hulu, I guess, pays them or whatever for the right to show it.
CBS is already doing season finales of shows last week. You know, The Tracker, and it just seems like it came on in February. But.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's limited run, but it'll be back, I would think.
Yeah.
Blue Bloods. Because you like it, don't you?
Yeah. Blue Bloods season finale, and then the series finale is in December.
Young Sheldon ended, I think, last Thursday, I believe. So I didn't see the ending.
I didn't either. I know what's his name came back. Old Sheldon
was in it. And the wife.
And he was like, I didn't want to be in this. But they paid me a lot of money.
I think the dad dies. I'm just, I don't know. But
he's the producer of that show anyway.
Yeah, he's a producer. His name is on it.
Well, he's the executive producer, which means,
it means they paid him a lot of money so they could use his name.
So, anyway. But it's changed the face of television. It really has. In fact, the national networks are going to turn to be, kind of wind up being, I think, like sporting events or talk shows. I just think it's going to be different. Just cheap productions of stuff.
And soap operas are coming back.
Soap operas, game shows, and sports. That's it. That's what's on TV now. And news. Can't forget news.
That's for sure.
Every hour.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
I gotta get back into it.
time.
All right, today is May 20th, and here we go. In 1873, Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis patent the first blue jeans with copper rivets.
And they, of course, are famous for making sweatshirts. They do. They make sweatshirts now.
Yeah, they do. In 1891, the history of cinema, the first public display of Thomas Edison's prototype kinetoscope to members of the National Federation of Women's Club. In 1932, Amelia Earhart leaves Newfoundland on her journey to become the first woman to fly solo and nonstop across the Atlantic.
And how'd that work out for you? Oh. Amelia.
Oh, wow.
Got eaten by crabs.
Oh, wow. That's cold.
You ever heard that? They found the plane and it's on an island with crabs that eat humans.
Only on the Wake Up Crew. 1979, Elton John's the first Western pop star to tour Russia. Back in the USSR. Okay, that was pretty good, Elton, but the Beatles did that better. Okay. 1983, Every Breath You Take, the single released by the Police. Billboard Song of the Year. And 1989, Toonces the Cat takes the wheel on Saturday Night Live.
Toonces the driving cat, the cat who could drive a car. He drives around all over the town. Toonces
the driving cat. I love that. That's a classic one. 1991, Chicago Bull Michael Jordan named NBA's MVP. And in 2015, David Letterman, after 33 years, hosts The Late Show with David Letterman for the last time. Yeah. Toonces was there for the last show.
Was he?
And we're going to be back with more of the Wake Up Crew. Brandon Brooks is standing by with much more to come here on Rewind. Stay with us at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. May 20th, 1978. Wings at the top of the singles chart with just a little bump. It stayed there for 2 weeks. We can make this whole damn thing work out. This date in 1987.
All of you eat the floor now!
The release of the action comedy sequel.
Axel Foley is back.
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Who is he?
Starring Eddie Murphy.
I'm going deep, 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 deep undercover.
This date in 1993.
Taking your way in the world today.
The final episode of Cheers on NBC.
We're closed.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
You disgust me.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Make sure your family is well taken care of with life insurance. Protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. And make sure to cover your furry friends with pet health insurance.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Our weather is looking pretty clear for the first half of the week with temperatures in the upper 80s. Details-wise, well, sunny skies today and a high near 87. Tonight looks mostly clear with a low around 63. Tuesday will be similar to today, being sunny with a high near 88. Tuesday night looks mostly clear with a low around 66. Wednesday will be mostly sunny and will have a high near 88. I'm Weatherology Staff Meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Good morning. Wrapping up this wreck over here in Two Rivers. It's northbound Briley Parkway at McGavick Pike. It's not causing a big delay now, but there's still some flashing lights over here as they wrap up that crash in Two Rivers. Traffic's building down through the Mount Juliet area on 40 coming westbound out of Wilson County. Still not bad through Brentwood, Franklin, 65 coming up from the south there on 65 northbound into south Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on their new menu. Check them all out today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests.
It's time to mount a counterattack on mosquitoes and reclaim your yard. AmeriCare Pest Control can help you enjoy your yard again and protect your family from mosquitoes that can carry West Nile and encephalitis. Call 893-7111 to learn more about their mosquito control services.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
893-7111.
WGNS reminds you to shop local. That helps our local economy. Welcome everyone here for the TSSAA's Spring Fling. The Rutherford County Library System is offering two free computer classes every week. Perhaps Monday is the one that fits your schedule best. Monday afternoon at 3:30 over at the Technology Engagement Center on Minerva Drive here in Murfreesboro. That's Monday at 3:30. If that doesn't work, how about Tuesday at 2:30? Again, the Technology Engagement Center is at 306 Minerva Drive. And those are free, by the way. This is the final weekend for Rock of Ages at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30, as well as 2 o'clock matinees on Saturday and Sunday. That's Rock of Ages at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. And this coming Saturday night at 7:30, it's a tribute to the Beach Boys over at the Arts Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. Don't forget to give the gift of life. Give blood at the Red Cross. And those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Get ready for an incredible opportunity. On Friday, June 14th, the city of Murfreesboro is teaming up with the American Job Center to host a career fair like no other. Head to the Murfreesboro Civic Plaza near Vine and South Church Street, where employers will be ready to meet you and discuss exciting job opportunities. Dun, dun, dun. Opportunities. Take the plunge into a brighter future on June 14th between 9 and 1.
June 14th Career Fair on the Civic Plaza in front of the Murfreesboro City Hall.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
It's easy just to start off of taking the macular degeneration vitamins and going on the Mediterranean diet. Those two things each cause a significant decrease in the risk of you going from the dry form of macular degeneration to the severe form, which is the wet form of macular degeneration.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, nice guy.
Hey, if you like Man on the Street Newsmakers, it's coming up in just about 7 minutes or so. It's 21 before the hour. I don't know of anyone. Yeah. We're going to do an experiment here.
Uh-oh.
You've been gone a few days. So Brian is going to do the joke he did on Friday, and I want you to rate it, and we're going to see how you match with my rating, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You know, the man who invented throat lozenges died last week.
Really?
Yeah, there was no coffin at the funeral.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So what would you have rated that?
4.5, maybe a 5.
I rated it a 4. He made all 4s last week in your absence, and I was getting to think, well, maybe it's because Dalton's not here that I'm being too easy.
No, that one was funny.
Okay,
that's
all
a
right.
good one.
All right, now today's.
You know, I threw a ball for my dog.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, it's a bit extravagant, I know, but it was her birthday.
The streak has ended. I'm going to go.
I give it a 2.7.
CBS News Special Report. Confirmation came overnight. Iran's president and foreign minister are confirmed dead in a helicopter crash
on a foggy day in the country's northwest mountains. CBS's Holly Williams.
Iran's first vice president will take over as interim leader, and the country will hold fresh presidential elections within 50 days. But in Iran, those elections are unlikely to be democracy as Americans know it.
In the interim, the Carnegie Endowment's Aaron David Miller.
I think they're going to be poised for a very repressive crackdown should any sign of challenging the regime come to pass.
President Ebrahim Raisi was considered a top contender to succeed the Ayatollah Khamenei. He led crackdowns on protests by women and girls in 2022 and helped shape the current Middle East war with Israel. An official five-day mourning period is underway in Iran. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. More than a week after the son of Rutherford County's director of schools got caught in a storm drain and was swept under the streets following severe weather, the boy's family announced he has officially passed away. Dr. James Sullivan posted the announcement about 10-year-old Asher Sullivan Saturday night on his Facebook page. The Sullivans will keep Asher's body on life support for the next couple of days so that he may help others by being an organ donor. Rutherford County Fire Marshal Office investigators are asking for your help in identifying a potential suspect associated with a vehicle fire in the area of Old Nashville Highway on Chapin Drive. The fire started before 5 o'clock at the dead end of Chapin Drive and involved a Kia Optima. Anybody with any information on vehicles or persons that may be involved are asked to contact the Fire Marshal's Office tip line at 615-907-3600. The Tennessee Arson Hotline at 1-800-762-3017. Anybody with pertinent information leading to the arrest or conviction of an arsonist can receive an award up to $5,000. WGNS broadcasts the declaration of Steve Peterson's Champions Plaza at Reese Smith Jr. Field prior to the first pitch of the Conference USA battle between the Blue Raiders and the Dallas Baptists. Final score was 8-5. MTSU, the victor. Steve Peterson Championship Plaza honors the former coach's legacy to Middle Tennessee baseball, along with the numerous championship teams he coached. The plaza also honors all championship teams prior to the Peterson era, as well as those to come. Get news on demand at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Hi, this is Trevor Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, and if you have loose gemstones, we can help you at Bell Jewelers. We have many different settings you can pick from where we can set your stones in. Come to Bell Jewelers, bring your loose gemstones, make it into a necklace, a ring for your significant other. Many people come in to Bell Jewelers with ideas they've seen on the internet, images of rings they would want to create or necklaces, and we make that the reality. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Well, we knew about Adam's Place from the time it was first built.
Margaret Ordobadian.
I remember Dr. Carl Adams and Jenny May, and so we were really familiar with this place. We had one friend who moved in immediately when it was built, and we didn't consider any other place. We just knew this was it.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
All right, guys, load them up.
The day starts early.
I loaded the sweet corn, the potatoes.
Dad got the fresh cut bacon on there.
On May the 10th, farmers throughout Middle Tennessee prepare their load of what they're bringing to the farmer's market.
You know, our farm's a century farm. Been in our family for over 100 years.
This year's farmer's market in Murfreesboro, opening on May the 10th.
Thank you for what you do.
We couldn't do it without you.
The Rutherford County Farmer's Market, a producer-only farmer's market, opening the second Friday in May at the Lane Agri-Park.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. You'll notice some changes as we complete the transition to Old National Bank. The Murphy Spread team that you know and trust at Capstar are always ready to serve you. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Information you need.
I hear people use the term use it or lose it, but definitely the patients that I see that try to remain active in some way.
Dr. Russell McKissick from TOA.
Doing something to get your heart rate up, doing something to keep your muscles moving can definitely slow what time does to your body. And I've seen people that even though had bad knees or hips on x-ray, still were able to continue to stay functional because they kept at it. We do know that a joint that's in motion is a healthier joint. So even if you got a bad looking x-ray or you've got some wear in certain areas, sometimes staying active kind of keeps that joint a little healthier. Do the best you can to find something. Every body's body is different. So the more you use your muscles, the more you can slow the decline of weakness, the more you can, you know, keep your body stronger, longer, keep your bones stronger. All those things that we're looking to avoid, sort of wear and tear issues that we have down the road, trying to slow that as much as possible. Just in general, our bodies don't burn our calories as quickly as we get older. And so it becomes more difficult to manage your weight as well. The healthier a joint is, the stronger your muscles, sort of the more you use a joint, the ligaments and tendons are more compliant. Try to remain active in some way. Like I said earlier, use it or lose it. A joint in motion is a healthier joint, and so keeping those active does seem to decrease our risks.
Information you need, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, and Dalton with you on this Monday morning. And we've got weather coming up, another check, our last one for this hour. And Brian, I didn't tell you my score, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I did?
I saw it.
Oh.
I don't know if you said it or not, but
I know it didn't make you happy. I didn't. It was a 2.35 on
was
the joke.
The average. Yep.
Yeah, was what we figured out. He made five fours in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So I was so happy, though, that you would have scored the same thing on...
Do you think it's just because he's in a better mood when I'm not here? Maybe he's just, you know,
maybe so.
Happier.
Try. Have you got another one that you did last week? Can you go back and look? Have you got time to do that and see if another one matches or not?
Sure.
Well, now he knows it's a four, though. I gave him a four,
okay.
But let's see what you...
What's behind every angry woman?
I don't know what.
A man who has absolutely no idea what he did wrong.
I kind of stressed it that day because it made sense. I gave him credit for it making sense. You know what I mean? So,
what subject do cows take in school?
I don't know what.
Calculus.
Really, John? Four fours in a row. Friday's was good. Friday's joke was great.
I knew in my heart.
The calculus isn't bad.
Yeah. But it was not a four. It was a 3.5.
Yeah. 3.5.
And I think the one about the calculus is probably a 3.4.
Mm-hmm. Had he done the cow voice?
He did that.
Ah, that's what I didn't get that. So.
But I do my best, guys. But when you're not here, the pressure's off, and I get to be, you know, and I'm like going, I start feeling sorry.
Like, is it worth it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like,
is it worth the glare?
To argue with him? Yeah, I just that look that he gives you, that kind of thing. Kind of look that we got this morning when we came in.
It almost like ruins the rest of the show because he's upset and he's sad.
Yeah. So, but he was pretty tickled. That straight fours, across the board. So,
what would you have rated today's joke? Had someone said it to you?
A solid eight.
Okay.
We don't even give eights anymore. We only give 1 to 5. And he's still saying, let's give it an 8.
We're breaking the scale for this one.
Well, then it would be a solid 4. That's half of the 8. Because that's we true. Did 1 to 10.
Yeah,
solid 4.
Solid 4.
Okay. So it's only 1 to 5. We'll let you know if we change it.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
That 1 to 10 got too complicated, well, though. Yeah, it was just too much range.
Although we've really added that range back by doing decimals. We've added even more range than we even had before.
You know what it is? We do not want to hurt his feelings.
No.
Because he gets mad, and then he looks at you. And that horrible, terrifying Freddy Krueger look.
No good, very bad look.
Jason. See, he's giving it to me now, that Jason look. That Michael Myers Halloween look. All right, let's do some birthdays this morning.
Oh, to anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, see, he controls too much of the board. That's why he's never let you do it but once.
We didn't have as many sound effects back then, though.
But you know what? To be honest with you, I was just as uncomfortable with him sitting over here as, you know, I mean, you look to your right and there he is. Yeah, yeah. And he didn't say, he used to say, get it right, son, or something
That.
That irritated me. All right, birthdays today. In 1908, Jimmy Stewart has a birthday. He's an actor.
It's a wonderful
actor. Born in Indiana. In 1913, William Hewlett, American engineer and businessman. Hewlett Packard, co-founder. 1944, Joe Cocker, English rock vocalist, born in Sheffield, England.
Oh, baby, how you like?
And he died in 2014. 1946, the irreplaceable, the wonderful singer, Cher.
Well, that's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you.
Part of Sonny and Cher, American singer and actress, born in El Centro, California.
You,
what was that?
I got you, babe.
Wow, Cher's here in the studio with us live.
1971, Tony Stewart, American race car driver. You don't hear much out of it. I think he retired. 19,
can I hear that one more time?
1972, Busta Rhymes, American rapper.
Like you really want to party with me? Let me see just what you got for me. Put all your hands in my eyes.
And those are celebrity birthdays. Here's yesterday's birthdays. Brenda Hall and Janice Domer had birthdays. Today, Shelley Jabavi, Jennifer Kelly Carper, Jesse Ray Campbell, Catherine Steele, Les Gray, and Tam Clark.
Birthdays that we have so far, and we came into the morning with those. If you want to call or text in birthdays, you can throw it in the email as well from our website, WGNSradio.com, where you can get to that. But call or text in birthdays, we'll add them to the list. At 8 o'clock, you'll hear everybody's name called or text in this morning, and a chance to win some banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
He just had a stroke. It's ironic that we were talking about streaming earlier and how it's changing TV and all that kind of stuff, because today is National Streaming Day.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
So and we didn't even plan that.
No, we didn't. I didn't, in fact, see it until like 30 seconds ago when I looked this up.
What do? Go stream something?
I mean, I don't know that you have to do anything. It's just to kind of recognize it's changing the.
Big GTV would be a good choice.
I guess we've already done that. 6:55, here's another look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Our weather is looking pretty clear for the first half of the week with temperatures in the upper 80s. Details-wise, well, sunny skies today and a high near 87. Tonight looks mostly clear with a low around 63. Tuesday will be similar to today, being sunny with a high near 88. Tuesday night looks mostly clear with a low around 66. Wednesday will be mostly sunny and we'll have a high near 88. I'm weatherology staff meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63 degrees.
TV too loud? We can help with that.
I'm Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
Good morning. We're just about through with the paperwork on that earlier wreck over in Two Rivers, Bradley Parkway northbound at McGavick Pike. Also finishing up a couple more wrecks out here in the last hour or so. Traffic still moving at the moment down 65 through Madison, working your way down through Millersville as well, coming in from Robertson County into Sumner. It's building big time now. 24 west up through the Antioch area. Watching that increase even more out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. 24 west again through Laverne and Smyrna. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on their new menu. Check them all out today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As a member of MTE, you have access to educational resources to help you tailor energy use to your lifestyle. Interested in electric vehicles? MTE offers incentives to learn about EVs and connect with others who share your interest.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working and they work hard. Generally, it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat ReStore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat ReStore, 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Looking to make waves in your career? Well, then get ready for an incredible opportunity. On Friday, June 14th, the city of Murfreesboro is teaming up with the American Job Center to host a career fair like no other. Head to the Murfreesboro Civic Plaza near Vine and South Church Street, where employers will be ready to meet you and discuss exciting job opportunities. Don't let this chance float away. Take a plunge into a brighter future on June 14th between 9 and 1 on the Civic Plaza in front of the Murfreesboro City Hall.
Interest rates continue to make the news, but what if you need a new car or truck to get to work? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. And we can help get you a break from your interest rate when purchasing anything that rolls or floats. This includes newer used autos, boats, RVs, motorcycles, and more. But hurry, this limited time offer ends soon. You can learn more or apply online at heritagesouth.org. Terms and conditions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do. It's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Boy, this hour's gone by fast, ain't it, Dalton?
Oh, it always does.
Yeah, it really does. Bill Allen is today's good neighbor of the day. He is 99 years old. His birthday was yesterday. Congratulations for that. And also, the good neighbor of the day. He's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And if you know somebody who shares a birthday with him and you want to get that into us, you can call or text those birthdays or anniversaries from yesterday or today. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's a website where you can get those in there as well. But we're going to pile all those names together, pull out one lucky individual, and give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
It's banana, nana, nana.
I'm sorry.
Birthdays, anniversaries, we got all that taken care of. You got some time to do that. We've got the CBS World News Roundup next on WGNS, brought to you by the Low T Center and French's.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Find that new favorite pair you'll be proud to wear.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
And the news is coming up next, and stay tuned for hour number two of the Wake Up Crew.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Iran's president killed.
The helicopter crashed in thick fog and rain.
Swing state struggles.
The issue of the economy and inflation are a drag on Mr. Biden.
Work on Baltimore cargo ship.
Refloating and removing the dolly.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Iran confirms the death of the country's president and foreign minister in a helicopter crash yesterday. CBS's Holly Williams reports it took hours to find the wreckage.
The Iranian president's helicopter crashed in the mountains of northern Iran. Rescue workers trekked through dense fog to retrieve the bodies. President Raisi, a hardline conservative leader in the Islamic Republic, was returning from a meeting with the leader of neighboring Azerbaijan. Iran's cabinet said the hard-working president had been martyred, vowing the government would operate without the slightest disruption. But the crash comes at a time of heightened instability in the Middle East, as Iran fights a so-called shadow war with Israel. Iran's proxies include Hamas, Hezbollah in Lebanon, and the Houthis in Yemen. President Raisi took office in 2021.
Iran's first vice president will take over as interim leader, and the country will hold fresh presidential elections within 50 days.
The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court says he's seeking arrest warrants for Israeli and Hamas leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. CBS's MTS Tayeb has the latest on the pressure the prime minister is facing to come up with a plan for what happens when the fighting in Gaza is over.
Thousands of Israelis are currently marching their way to Jerusalem to call for a deal for the release of all the hostages still in Gaza and for an end to the war. The rally comes as bitter divisions in Israel's three-member war cabinet spill out into the open. Benny Gantz is threatening to walk out unless there's a plan to hand over post-war control of Gaza from Israel to what's being described as another acceptable power. Now, in response, Netanyahu defiantly insisted Israel will maintain open-ended security. Now, all of this political unrest comes as U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met yesterday with Netanyahu following talks in Saudi Arabia. Sullivan urged Netanyahu to connect the future of Gaza to a, quote, political strategy, including the potential of a hugely consequential deal that would see the normalization between Saudi and Israel as part of a commitment to pursuing a two-state solution for Israel and the Palestinians, something the Biden administration says is key to lasting peace in the region.
Well, CBS's Ed O'Keefe tells us Gaza was just one of the issues President Biden spoke about during his commencement address at Georgia's Morehouse College.
This is one of the hardest, most complicated problems in the world. I support peaceful, nonviolent protest. Your voices should be heard, and I promise you I hear them.
In his address, Biden called for an immediate ceasefire. But for some recent graduates like Williams Babalola, that's not enough.
Until we see some actions that match his words, that's when we know his words are sincere.
As for Trump, he was also back on the campaign trail, rallying his own base at the NRA convention in Dallas.
I think you're a rebellious bunch. But let's be rebellious and vote this time, okay?
Fresh CBS News political polling shows former President Trump with a 5-point lead over President Biden in Arizona, and he's up by 9 in Florida. Our director of elections and surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
Neither of them elicits the view that the candidates care about the economic situation for people like them, voters say. Having said that, by comparison, you see Donald Trump with an advantage on this measure.
A British court has just ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can appeal an order that he be extradited to the U.S. on spy charges. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. Waking up every day, lifting him from the bed to the wheelchair to the car to get him to therapy on time, it's no small task between the doctors and the diagnosis, but nothing can disable this love. This is my big brother, my hero. He's part of me, like my arms and legs. So I'll be his. See, there's no time for tired. This starts again tomorrow. He'll be waiting for me. I wake up for him. I know he needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community, or call 877-333-5885. Caregiving Resource Center, Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The cargo ship that caused the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge has been refloated this morning. WJZ-TV reporter Amy Kawada.
All of the six anchors have been taken up, mooring lines have been released, and divers are making sure the path is clear and any obstructions have been removed. Now, once the ship, we're told, was free from its current position, up to five tugboats will escort the dolly 2.5 miles away to the Seagirt Marine Terminal, moving 1 mile per hour.
Donald Trump's criminal trial resumes today in New York. CBS's Graham Cates says it's more time on the stand for star prosecution witness Michael Cohen.
Trump's attorney, Todd Blanche, told the judge he had about an hour's worth of questions remaining for Cohen. And then prosecutors said they have some more of their own. But when Cohen is done today, that will be the end of the prosecution's case.
Rudy Giuliani was served an indictment in Arizona's fake elector case, along with 17 others. Giuliani's attorney says the former Trump lawyer got the notification as he was leaving his 80th birthday party. Overseas, Congo's army says it foiled a coup attempt, making arrests that included foreigners after an attack on the presidential palace. Rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs says in a video he's sorry that he beat his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura in a hotel hallway in 2016. He called his actions inexcusable.
I went and I sought out professional help. I had to go into therapy. Going to rehab, had to ask God for his mercy and grace.
Video of the attack emerged last week on CNN. Combs settled a lawsuit with her, but has been sued by others. The restaurant chain Red Lobster has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Earlier this month, some 50 locations closed. It came down to the final hole at the PGA Championship on CBS. Xander Schauffele sank the six-footer to win his first major. His 21 under par for the tournament is a record for one of the four major events. America's first black astronaut candidate never made it into space in the early 1960s. But yesterday, 60 years later, 90-year-old Ed Dwight finally did.
I thought I really didn't need this in my life, but now I need it in my life. This is fabulous.
He called the 10-minute flight aboard a Blue Origin spacecraft with five others a life-changing experience. He's now the oldest person ever in space. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Thanks so much, Steve Kathan. We've got more news straight ahead throughout the morning here at WGNS, including a check of traffic and weather together coming up for you now. And this update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots Good Food and Fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and I'm here with my son Nick and my grandson Jack.
Good food and fun.
Remember your first time at Toots? Maybe it was a first date, you went out with a college friend, or you were celebrating after a big game. Come out and try one of our locations today, and you'll be sure to have a great time.
Toots. Toots. Good food and fun.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Our weather is looking pretty clear for the first half of the week with temperatures in the upper 80s. Details-wise, well, sunny skies today and a high near 87. Tonight looks mostly clear with a low around 63. Tuesday will be similar to today, being sunny with a high near 88. Tuesday night looks mostly clear with a low around 66. Wednesday will be mostly sunny and will have a high near 88. I'm weatherology staff meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Good morning. Starting to pick up a little bit more volume in the last few minutes through the Mount Juliet area on I-40 going westbound. All that traffic coming out of Wilson County towards Nashville this time of the morning. There's already a lot of volume waiting for you there through Sumner County on Vietnam Vets westbound there at Conference Drive. It's loading up pretty good now with volume 24 west coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through the Antioch area headed towards Nashville right now on 24 westbound. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Second hour of the Wake Up Crew underway here for you. Monday morning, May the 20th, episode 1411 of the Wake Up Crew. Hear ye, hear ye. Just 4 days left of school this week. Memorial Day is in 6 days.
That happened once you when you were gone.
That really threw me off.
And it's Spring Fling Week. Welcome into Rutherford County, all of you spring flingers.
See how excited he is for this.
Are we doing the Spring Fling HQ show again this year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, gee. I've never been happier. Yeah. I'm no longer a producer at this radio station. Oh, that was miserable producing. It's great, and I'm glad people have a chance to hear it and get all the updates and stuff.
I've already started a controversy.
Oh, no.
I've told him, I said, I'm not going to drive and set up another game waiting for you to get over there and just sit at a table. I'm not doing it. And he's already said, yeah, right.
That's why you guys need a second team. Hopefully this intern program will help.
Well, but we only have one machine. That's the problem, really.
You don't need a Comrex machine in 2024. You just connect them with a Zoom call.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you did not.
I said, just go over there with your phone. I'm sitting right here.
You've got.
But here's the problem with that. If I finish up the game and he goes and does it, the problem is he's scared I won't show up for the rest of the game. You know, I might be late.
You've got clean feed. You've got... Discord you can use. You've got those USB headsets.
Wait,
you can plug into any laptop.
I'm going to do the Caesar method of training him.
Well, you also have to have additional. I mean, you can't just.
Well, no, you have to have somebody to do it. You got to pay somebody some money.
Well, no, but I'm also saying you've got to have the ability to use those additional services.
Oh, now he's slamming me. Well, you can go over there and do it. I'll be there as soon as I can get there after the other game's over. I promise.
Oh, traffic.
Promise.
Traffic. I've been stuck in traffic for 4 hours now.
I tell you one thing I did one time.
Well, you're sitting at home
I told him I was stuck in traffic. I really stopped and got a hamburger.
Not surprised.
Sat at the Sonic drive-thru, drive-in for about 30 minutes. I really didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Song of the day. This week, we are looking at the Billboard Top 5 Hits of 2015.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
This is number 5.
Wow. Sugar, yes, please. Would you come and put it down on me?
See, well, the youngster knows it all right there.
Well, Maroon 5 there.
It's 15 years old. I had my learner's permit.
I mean, we picked this year just for you because we said... He'll know every song on this list.
Yep. 9 years ago, 2015 was. Yep. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
9 years.
Think about
since
it.
2015. Almost a decade.
I'm going to go ahead and announce now that next week,
It's 1960.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a harsh transition.
Go from 2015 to 1960.
I don't know I'm going to remember many songs since I was four.
No, they're not necessarily for you to remember.
So you're going right back to the past. He didn't. I thought he'd go to 2016 and just follow your whole life on the way up.
Oh, why would we do that?
90, you know, 98 or something.
Yeah, 98.
There's lots of years.
Well, we did his year. Oh. Let's do the Debbie Gibson year. Why don't we do the best of Debbie Gibson?
We might do that one day.
Oh, that would be
one
great.
One day. Get it?
It only take one
just
day.
Just one day.
So, want to talk about the new movie Twisters, which is coming out this summer. The soundtrack is out with several of the artists. And this was...
It's like a train. It sounds like a train.
This song was released last week, and it's called Ain't No Love in Oklahoma from Luke Combs. Ain't no love in Oklahoma, just a whistle on a long black train. You'll know when it's coming for you, riding in on a wind and rain. So that's one of the songs that will be featured. They're actually coming out with the Twisters album. So his song is going to be featured on that. And some of the other artists include Miranda Lambert, Ain't in Kansas Anymore, Connor Smith, Thomas Rhett, let's see, Megan Maroney, Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, Kane Brown, a lot of country artists. Shania Twain.
Silly to me that they're making a sequel to Twister. That's very silly, I think.
Oh.
Well, it's thought to be maybe the biggest hit of the summer in a down year for movies. We talked about that.
He really wants to see this movie.
I have heard nobody talking about it other than people on Facebook making fun of it.
Oh.
Mm.
Well. But you're a weather nerd, so this is a movie perfect for you.
Yeah, I mean, it really is.
Like, this is those disaster type.
That's like a guy going in a bar and shooting up a bunch of people. You know how people get excited about seeing that kind of action and fight
like
scene.
Action.
You like to see a Twister demolish a whole town. I mean, that's
you. Yeah. It's got, and you used to watch.
So who likes those movies where they shoot up the bars? Are these like, you know, assassins and things like that? That
well,
like
no, it's people who want to fight somebody.
Yeah, it's action.
But you've always liked disaster movies. Even when we were, when I
the
was
Tower
a kid.
The Inferno? That was an old
what
one.
Was the one? Volcano?
Yeah.
The one, Tommy Lee Jones? Yeah. You loved that movie. Every time it was on TV, you'd watch it. The first Twister. Any of those movies that are just like, oh, the whole
the
city gets
storm.
Destroyed. Yes, you ate those up.
So, which movie, Mr. I'm in Touch with the Whole World, is supposed to be the one this summer?
No, I don't know.
Well, that's what I thought.
I just don't see it being Twisters. It's called Twisters.
They're going to miss Bill Paxton.
Yes.
Not having him in it.
Yep.
They're going to pay tribute to him somehow in the movie.
Who's in that movie? I mean, do you know? The stars, the two young guys, the young people.
Let's see. See if I can find that here real
it's
quick.
It's not Ron Howard's daughter, is it?
Daisy Edgerton Jones is in it. Glenn Powell, Anthony.
Oh, Glenn Powell. Okay. Yeah. He's pretty good. He's an up-and-comer.
Anthony Ramason. And what's her name? Helen Hunt is
Mama
is part of that too. So reprising her role in part of that. So anyway, some really good. If you're a country music fan, you'll love the soundtrack to the Twisters movie coming out this summer.
This is News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day
from the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NBA playoffs, second round wrapped up with a pair of game sevens. The Timberwolves beat the Nuggets in Denver 98-90, rallying from down 20 points to get the win. All five starters were in double digits for Minnesota, led by Karl Anthony Towns, 23 points and 12 rebounds. Jaden McDaniels had 23 points as well. For Denver, Nikola Jokic, the league MVP, 34 points and 19 boards, and Jamal Murray added 35 points, but no one else on the team had more than seven. Minnesota wins the series 4-3, advances to face Dallas in the Western Conference Finals. Pacers Sixers knock off the Knicks in New York 130-109. Indiana hit 29 of its first 38 shots, set a playoff record by shooting 67.1% from the field. All five starters were in double digits, led by Tyrese Halliburton's 26 points. Indiana wins the series 4-3, advances to face Boston in the Eastern Conference Final. Golf 106th PGA Championship. Xander Schauffele shot a final round 65, birdied the 18th hole to finish one stroke better than Bryson DeChambeau for his first career major.
There are many reasons people select Adams Place.
We went to see seven different places.
And he asked his kids,
okay, where do you think we should go? And the kids said, Adams Place. Why? The people looked active and alert. The only place that had a pool and they had water aerobics turned out to be something I really, really enjoy.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, apparel, and more, is family-owned, and you'll always find friendly service with the lowest prices on the best brands. We know there's nothing worse than a boot that doesn't fit right, so come see us on South Church Street to get a great fitting on high-quality footwear. We've been outfitting Tennessee since 1903.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
When you have fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're getting all sorts of unique things this month from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Last week we talked about castor oil. Today it's going to be black seed oil. Another oil. Do we rub this on?
This one actually you take internally.
Okay, we're going to take this one. What will it do for us?
Well, the joke with black seed oil is it cures everything except death.
It won't solve that.
Right. But everything else, apparently it will solve, right?
Everything. Well, this is your lucky day.
That's right. Yeah, no, so black seed oil, again, it's not brand new, but it's definitely not something we were selling 20 years ago, right? It's something that we've probably seen more so in the last 10 to 12 years. And it's actually black cumin seed, so black cumin seed oil, but they just call it black seed oil. So we have the black seeds themselves, so people want to eat the actual seeds. And I would say the taste is somewhat similar to like oregano. It's very, very strong. The liquid is the same way. So we have liquid, we have capsules, soft gels really because it's an oil, but it is very, very powerful. So I've had some amazing testimonies on black seed oil for a lot of different things, very severe immune system type of issues, inflammation, blood sugar control. I took black seed oil during COVID, as far as I know, never got it because I was like, what's the strongest thing that I can take, right? Black seed oil or oregano. And so I would usually alternate those every day. And so it's really powerful stuff. So it's great to have on hand if you might get sick. I also have some people that have used it for allergies too, because again, anything that's helping that immune system is going to help our allergies. So it is a really powerful product that people may not be as super familiar with. So it can be used, like I said, for that immune system piece, or it can be used for some other type of problems that are gone awry in the body. Like I said, inflammation, which we know is connected to so many different disorders, heart disease, obviously arthritis and those types of problems, you know, women that suffer with things like PCOS or endometriosis, oftentimes is an inflammatory problem. People that suffer with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, those are inflammation issues as well. And so it can help that piece. And then we have a number of people we know that have blood sugar disorders, right? It is an epidemic hugely of diabetes in the country, or pre-diabetes, and all the problems that result from that.
Well, what do you do if you have those problems? Let's say you have fibromyalgia, diabetes, some of these things. Lots of people have those. Should they be taking this internally? Should they rub it on? What do they do? Or a little of all?
Yeah, the benefits of black seed oil for those types of things are really going to come with internal use, which is what we sell it in. There are some external black seed products out there, like soaps and things like that, that might help with the skin. But largely for a lot of those things that I just mentioned, you're going to want to take it internally. So if you can't get the liquid down, because like I said, it's pretty strong, right? So then you could take the capsule version, and that's perfectly fine.
Now, you took it, you said, back to avoid getting COVID. What else can we avoid getting? Like right now, we're at a time where kids are getting out of school, and they start playing together more often and sneezing and sharing who knows what.
Yeah, you think the summer a lot of times is like your off time for the colds and the flus. But there are always people that get sick in the summer. And so, or people that just have a compromised immune system, like no matter what, the wind blows and they're sick, right? Those are the people that I think really benefit from black seed oil, those that have just a chronically compromised immune system. And the good thing about it is it doesn't overactivate the immune system. Like there's certain things that some people have to avoid if they have an autoimmune disease. Like people are probably pretty familiar with something like echinacea. That's not something that you could take if you had an autoimmune disease, because it might cause your immune system to speed up too much. And they already have an overactive immune system. They really need something to sort of calm it down. So things like black seed oil or oregano, they're not overstimulating the immune system. So those can be really good options for people that have those compromised immune systems. And so that might be something that at this time of year might be more applicable to that population than it might be every other person who really suffers more so in the wintertime. But I will say, we talked about sea moss just a couple weeks ago, right? We actually have a combination of black seed oil and sea moss together. So you can get the benefits of both, which is pretty powerful.
So if you're having these problems that Kim is talking about today, this might be something that you'd have in your regular routine of what you're taking, at least for the summer months.
Absolutely. Yeah, because, you know, Boswell, you would have you, and that hasn't worked. You do over-the-counter things. You do too much of them. Then some of these more unconventional things for inflammation, like black seed oil, like sea moss, might be more appropriate and more helpful to you than some of those other remedies are.
Can you taste it? Does it have a taste?
Very strong. So if you think about like the spiciest thing that you've ever had, you know, and you put it in a oil and you take it, that's black seed oil. Is that appealing?
Okay. It sounds like your mother coming at you with that spoonful of castor oil again. They're running the other way.
Yeah, I think everything we've talked about this month is an acquired taste. But like I said, when you're like sick and tired, like you'll do anything, right? And it's like anything else. Like I can get black seed oil down, no problem. But if you can't, we have capsules. Like there is still hope for you somewhere, right? It's okay.
So check out black seed oil, something new to try, right here at Sunshine Nutrition Center. And where are you located?
So we're located at 621 South Church Street. We have a second location in Smyrna at 901 Rock Springs Road.
Come on over and say howdy to Kim Dunaway at Sunshine Nutrition Center. The topic, black seed oil, and she has it. Kim, thanks again.
Hey guys, this is Scott. If you're often feeling tired, notice a lack of motivation and drive, or weight gain and loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone levels, so don't wait to find out. At Low T Center, they make it quick and easy to get your levels checked. It's as simple as a blood test, and with their on-site lab, you'll get your results in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not your typical doctor's office either. It's concierge medicine for men, and their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with a customized treatment plan for each patient. If you need the convenience of at-home treatment, Low T Center makes it easy, shipping treatments directly to you without the need to come in for weekly visits. So get back to your best. Get to Low T Center to find out your testosterone levels. And right now at Low T Center, it's only $25 to get your testosterone level tested. You'll get your results in about 25 minutes. Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment online today. That's lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement,
but are your finances. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
Well, the one thing, my mom loves to golf, and they have a little putting green out here. And like she said, you know, she went to Bell Buckle, and they go out and have lunches. So there's enough for her to do. And to be real honest, it helps me, because then I don't have to be here 24/7. So they encourage the families to get involved as well, which I think is very important.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 is the time, Monday morning, and it's the 20th of May.
And happy birthday today to Shelly Jabavi, Jennifer Kelly Carper, Jesse Ray Campbell, Catherine Steele, Les Gray, and Tam Clark. And yesterday we had Brenda Hall and Janice Domer.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, super easy to get those into us. For yesterday or today, go ahead and call or text 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays so we can give away some banana pudding from over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
So coming up next, we're going to check all the latest in traffic and weather together and local news. It's all coming up here for you. Brought to you by the Low T Center and French's.
Boots, boots, boots. At French's Shoes and Boots, find the biggest selection of Southern styles from brands like Ariat, Thorogood, Twisted X, Durango, Wrangler, and more.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Our weather is looking pretty clear for the first half of the week with temperatures in the upper 80s. Details-wise, well, sunny skies today and a high near of 87. Tonight looks mostly clear with a low around 63. Tuesday will be similar to today, being sunny with a high near of 88. Tuesday night looks mostly clear for low around 66. Wednesday will be mostly sunny and we'll have a high near 88. I'm Weatherology Staff Meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Good morning. The move this crash over here on 24 westbound at Harding Place, but the damage is done now. It's just limping along up through there in Antioch, coming in from Murfreesboro a little bit slower than normal as you come through Laverne, Smyrna on 24 westbound. Once you get past Harding Place, it does pick back up somewhat of a decent speed. They're on 24 going westbound. Coming in from Rutherford County has been a little bit slow. It's loading up pretty good in Hermitage right now with more volume on 40 westbound at Central Pike, and it's also heavy Vietnam Vets westbound there at Conference Drive. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on their new menu. You gotta check them out. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. More than a week after the son of Rutherford County's director of schools got caught in a storm drain and was swept under the streets following severe weather, the boy's family announced he has officially passed away. Dr. James Sullivan posted the announcement about 10-year-old Asher Sullivan Saturday night on his Facebook page. The Sullivans will keep Asher's body on life support for the next couple of days so that he may help others by being an organ donor. WGNS broadcasts the declaration of Steve Peterson's Champions Plaza at Reese Smith Jr. Field prior to the first pitch of the Conference USA battle between the Blue Raiders and the Dallas Baptists. Final score was 8-5. MTSU, the victor. Steve Peterson Championship Plaza honors the former coach's legacy to Middle Tennessee baseball, along with the numerous championship teams he coached. The plaza also honors all championship teams prior to the Peterson era, as well as those to come. Rutherford County Fire Marshal Office investigators are asking for your help in identifying a potential suspect associated with a vehicle fire in the area of Old Nashville Highway on Chapin Drive. The fire started before 5 o'clock at the dead end of Chapin Drive and involved a Kia Optima. Anybody with any information on vehicles or persons that may be involved are asked to contact the Fire Marshal's Office tip line at 615-907-3600 or the Tennessee Arson Hotline at 1-800-762-3017. Anybody with pertinent information leading to the arrest or conviction of an arsonist can receive an award up to $5,000. Get news on demand at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
At Middle Point, we want to be part of the solution. That's why we're making significant investments in proactively enhancing our facilities to integrate sustainable solutions.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com.
Middle Point Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
Over the past several years, hearing aid technology has drastically improved. Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Lancaster. If you've been struggling with your hearing, give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35, the time here from News Radio, WGNS, and we're going to play Jeopardy. That is today's game du jour.
We can't play that game. We're not smart enough.
We're not.
Well, we're going to prove that here.
Let's go to work.
We're not going to leave any doubt.
We're going to go to work here. The categories: I'm a fun guy, passports, words from film, baseball's 25 game winners, enter the literary character, and Franklin. So, as Alex says, let's go to work.
Do we have to pick one?
No,
I'm
just
a fun guy.
We just roll through them. Yep.
So, fun guys love to play Guessers, a fast-paced race against the clock based on this parlor game. Is it telephone, spy, or charades?
Guessers sounds like it would be charades. Like gestures, gesture?
Yeah.
Would be
Go for
assumption.
It.
Well, let's try that. What is charades is the correct answer.
Ooh. Ooh.
Here's passports. Of eyeglasses, an earring, or a hat, it's the adornment you're allowed to wear in a U.S. passport photo. Is it a hat, an earring, or eyeglasses?
I know you're not allowed to wear glasses, and I would assume you can't wear a hat.
Nah, just go with the earring. That's what I'm. That was my first one.
Is that what we're all thinking?
Sure. Is the answer earring? You got it.
This is so stressful. I hate Jeopardy.
Words from film. Star Wars popularized the shortened word that identifies a mobile robot like R2-D2. What is droid, bot, or automation?
That would be droid.
Uh-huh.
Android.
Yeah.
Droid is the correct answer. On to baseball's 25-game winners. Uh-huh. Danny McLain roared his way to being called Pitcher of the Year by the Time Magazine, in 1968, winning 31 games with what team? The Cubs, the Red Sox, or the Tigers?
Who are the Detroit Tigers?
That is correct.
That's good. Glad you're here, John.
Enter the literary character. When we first met the 16-year-old, she's discussing the legalities of a will with her dad, Carson, a lawyer who enjoys a good mystery. Is that Judy Bolton, Harriet Welcher, or Nancy Drew?
Nancy Drew.
Nancy Drew is the correct
answer.
I'm
sorry, John. Your answer must be in the form of a question.
Franklin.
Ooh.
On Apple TV Plus, the series Franklin.
He's got this. Don't worry.
Theodore Polarin, who plays Continental Army Marquis, with whom Benjamin Franklin is often corresponded.
He's got this. He watches that.
I hope so.
I have not. Is it Marquis de Sade, Marquis de Lafayette, or Marquis de Montcalm? You're just going to pick one. Probably Lafayette, maybe?
Probably Lafayette.
I don't
maybe.
Know. Well, you could try it. It may be wrong. But it is not wrong.
How on earth did we guess that one? 6 out of 6 correct responses.
That's pretty good.
Now on to Double Jeopardy.
Oh, we only got a few minutes.
We'll just
state
keep going.
Name stuff, cast members,
just,
and reboot.
Just go on.
Gen knowledge, all that kind of thing there. So the question is name that, or the category, name that stuff. Add just 2 letters to the beginning of this state's name. Produce the name of another state. Is it Kansas, Maine, or Virginia?
2 letters. Oh, that would be Kansas. Because you add AR to make it Arkansas.
Yeah.
Okay. Cast members in reboot. Shanae Grimes and Anna Lynn McCord starred in this sunny 2010s reboot of a 90s Fox staple. Is it Laguna Beach, Melrose Place, or 90210?
John, we're hoping for you in this one.
No, I don't. I never watched
2010's
it.
Reboot.
What is...
I think it might be 90210.
They did reboot that.
That's what I'm basing on.
They also rebooted Melrose Place.
I know. I think it's one of
those
two.
Let's go with 90210.
Let's see. Is that the correct answer? It is.
We're doing great today.
Genology, GN, being important here. It's a word referring to something tangled and full of knots before surfers adopt it to mean way cool, brah.
Gnarly, man. What is gnarly?
Gnarly? That's it. And that is Jeopardy.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
French's Shoes and Boots is your hometown store for the latest in Southern style at unbeatable prices. Boots, boots, boots. Find the biggest selection of Southern styles from brands like Ariat, Thorogood, Twisted X, Durango, Wrangler, and more. We've got tons of choices in the latest Western wear, shoes, and accessories. Boots, boots, boots. Shoes and more. Of course, French's Shoes and Boots has you covered.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
We have something in the library that I've been working with, and that's a shelf of Adams Place authors. Quite a few books that have been written by people who lived here. That's a highlight in the library that I'm proud of.
Margaret Ordobadian.
And we didn't consider any other place. This was it.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to wrap things up on this Monday morning. It's May 20th. Glad you're along with us here. Bill Allen is our good neighbor of the day today for his decades of work to make our community better. Celebrated his 99th birthday yesterday, so happy birthday, Bill. And you're going to get flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS as the good neighbor of the day. Today, send in your good neighbors by texting neighbor, 615-893-1450, that word, text it to us. You'll get a reply on your phone. Just fill out the information it asks for. Click submit. That's all you have to do to get in a good neighbor of the day nomination to us right here at the Big G. Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, their charitable foundation at MTE is called Sharing Change. And it's funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All right, today's dad joke is somewhere. Let's see. Had
oh,
so
yeah,
many.
We had 3 today.
Yeah, I know. Oh, here it is. I threw a ball for my dog. It was a bit extravagant, I know, but it was her birthday.
Replay.
And it didn't perform as well as last week's jokes.
Oh, what are you
going to do? Which I wasn't here for, so.
I agreed with the two, though, to 2.35.
Yeah. That was the average score.
Clean up
John
on
is
aisle
currently
six.
Sweeping.
I'm sorry, but I made a mess. It happens in the studio. Gosh, give me a break, guys.
What have we learned today? That's the first time this broom's been used in the studio in about a month, though, I think.
We talked a little bit about graduations this morning. How a lot of kids have
moved. A sentimental graduation talk.
Yeah, a lot of kids have moved towards more, you know, just trying to get things done as opposed to cherishing the time they have.
Brian talked about something right toward the end. What was it about? What was it? Twisters.
Soundtrack is out.
We determined that you love disaster movies.
You know, it's kind of funny you say that, though. It's kind of funny when you say it and you go, hey, they've got the new soundtrack to the disaster movie Twisters.
Twisters.
It's kind of
because,
funny.
Well, remember, Twister, that's one.
Twister, yeah.
Now there's two. Multiple.
They had a bunch in that first one, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
But that one big one was like, they're gonna have like three or four.
And was that the same director who did Independence Day?
I'm not sure. The graphics were pretty good.
Yeah, it was one of the first big CGI hits that was out there. The flying cow, you remember?
Gonna miss Bill Paxton, I'm telling you.
But they got Tiny Face from the second Top Gun movie from Top Gun Maverick.
Who did you say was in that? Greg Powell? Greg? Was it Greg?
Yeah, Powell.
Powell.
That's his name. He's the guy. No, he's the guy from
Anything But You. Anything?
Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, that's him.
The guy with the tiny little face.
Anyone But You. Yeah.
Yes.
And Daisy Edgerton Jones.
I don't know her.
I don't know who that is.
I thought she was.
You know what, Dalton? You know, when we first started this show, you knew almost everything, but I can tell
now,
you're getting a little older and out of it.
Well, it's less that and more. I just don't care anymore.
No.
You know?
Well, go figure. Well, that's a little bit of what we've learned today here from the Wake Up Crew.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
The original London Bridge is now in Arizona. It was dismantled and relocated.